kind of funny. I went and put in an application somewhere several years before I got called. And they do it much differently now. You know, you don't just call and say, hey, you know, I want to put in an application. If you ever have an opening, it doesn't work that way. They don't even, we don't even look at people until we have an opening. You know, and then at that time we have a crappy little posting that goes in a couple of poorly circulated media outlets. You just hope for the best. You know, we've had some luck with it, but we've also had some real dud hiring phases. But back then, I just went in and put in an app, and then I did three years at Nationwide Communications, then I jumped into the video game stuff for a year or so, year maybe two tops. Then '84, I went to Daycom, went back, figured I'd get back into radio. Did that for about a year, didn't like the owner. The owner and I didn't get along. He was a cokehead. Every time I'd go in there and tell him we had problems with the shop, you know, meeting, you know, requirements and stuff like that, he would just be all stoned and, you know, just, you know, like, okay, I'm out of here. So I went to Daycom, or I went to Allen Electronics. That was great for 5 years, but they mismanaged that. One day they told me, if you come in and the doors are padlocked, just go to your account. So, yeah, okay. And I got the call. It was weird. I got the call from the current place. They said, hey, you applied a while back. We're hiring. And I went in for an interview, and I had that right when the other place was going under.